Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Supreme Court hearing arguments on gay marriage. Well, at least listening to, being spoken at, in the approximate vicinity of arguments on gay marriage. You never really know who's hearing what. Pretty sure Scalia had a powdered wig filter installed a little while back, ensuring that nothing past the 18th century gets through. And if Antonin can't hear it, then Clarence Thomas don't believe it's real. The Supremes are expected to weigh in on the Defense of Marriage Act and the legality of California's Proposition 8 sometime in June. But you know, it doesn't really matter how they rule. Gay marriage is here to stay. All across the country, polls have turned around faster than crap on cable, and television has a lot to do with it. Turns out familiarity also breeds tolerance. Gay celebs such as Ellen DeGeneres and Anderson Cooper have encouraged kids to live their lives openly. And now that Middle America has interacted with them, it hasn't taken long to realize that the gay community doesn't devote most of its waking hours trying to engorge the armies of sodomy while carrying pitchforks and wearing horns, like we were told. Most of the casual bigotry is dying off, literally. Now, sure, there will always be prejudice, stupidity, and fear, but it's easier to understand now that gay is just another adjective, like blonde or buff or stinky. When you say gay people, the emphasis is always on the people. And the only real difference between gay and straight is which way your head faces during sex. That's it. And the ability to assemble an incredible appetizer tray. It's only a matter of time before gay marriage is accepted. And then it'll become commonplace, until finally, it's mandatory. I'm calling dibs on George Clooney. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.